Good evening, everybody. Hello. This is the Fakeologist Show. It is Thursday, October 20th, 2022. It's 8:03 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. And this is the Died Suddenly call-in show where we talk to Tiago of the Facebook group Died Suddenly News. He's been all over the place. And this is his Facebook group that keeps growing and then getting deleted and then growing again. And it's back up to 157,000 members. Wow. Hey, Tiago. Hey, welcome to the show Thursday.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. We are streaming.
I like your new intro music.
Well, I couldn't remember which of the two musics were the Died Suddenly music because they both have the exact same graphic almost, except a different color. Is this isn't our music?
Yeah. I think it is. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think so. Yeah, it's not bad. Little techno there. It's copyright free, which keeps us up on Facebook and YouTube. I'm streaming right now on YouTube right now, but, you know, I don't know. I guess I can keep talking on YouTube. But you know what? I don't want to
because
YouTube, I don't know what YouTube has to say. So I'm going to tell everyone to leave YouTube right now and go to fakeotube.com. That's my platform over here. And you will see that you can just click this link. There's a chat feature. If you sign up, get a profile. But yeah, YouTube, they just censor everything. And I don't know what to say. I'm going to leave YouTube now. You've had your teaser for everyone here. So thank you very much. And there goes YouTube. So yeah, YouTube is too hard to figure out what's going on, Tiago.
Is it? Are they more, you know, more
censorious
than Facebook? Yeah, more than Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever lost a Facebook video on my personal profile. Now, nobody looks at my personal profile, so I guess maybe that has something to do with it. I think the whole system relies on people ratting each other out. I think that's how the new world is going to work, where you report your neighbor or you report your computer neighbor or websites.
Mm-hmm.
Because this week, my Discord server went down for the third time.
Oh, sugar. What happened?
Well, they don't tell you. They just say your Discord server has been deleted because violates community standards. So similar to, I'm sure you didn't get an explanation either.
No, they never give an explanation.
So one, probably just somebody, you know, there's a lot of people talking to each other on my group. I can't read everything. And if one person just says he was threatened or there's some harassment, then what happens is, I think Discord will send in a kind of police officer of some sort, you know, a Discord police. And the guy was telling me today, it could be even someone who works for free, just some computer guy who just loves the power to go find a few things. And they sit in there. You can't see them. They're probably ghosted. So they're just in your server because, of course, it's not your server. It's their server that you borrow the space on. And they just see a few things and they just nuke it. So it does take a lot of energy to build a server. And guess what? They picked the week when Velocet is on vacation traveling. And he has the keys to the Discord server. It looks like Tiago has a bad internet connection. That's why he's not commenting. Yeah, so my Discord server went for a dump. Now, hello to all the Facebook guys on Died Suddenly. It's good to have you on. We were going to do a joint stream that showed that Tiago was streaming, but Tiago couldn't get that going this week, so maybe next week. If you guys want to call in, if you look at the bottom of the screen, there's the phone numbers, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. So go ahead and call in if you want to tell your Died Suddenly story. Is this vaccine causing problems still? Or whatever you guys call it on Facebook, is the T causing trouble? Do you have any stories that you're suspicious of the T? Call in and give us a ring. give us a ringy dingy. I'm going to bring up my FacoTube chat right now. And that way we can see if we have any FacoTube chatters. I'm going to close that. And there we go. So hello, Epics. I think Epic Souls is on the FacoTube chat. Hello. And we're going to put in the date at the bottom of the FacoTube chat so we have the right thing. Greg, hello. Greg and Epic Souls, thanks for sponsoring FacoTube and the Fakeologist system. I really appreciate you guys. I appreciate all the people that have chipped in this week as we try and rebuild. We're on the Guilded server, which is a Discord knockoff these days. If you go to fake11.com/guilded, GUILDED, you can sign up for free. And it's like Discord. We're still on Discord. We're on a new platform, a new version again, fake11.com/Discord. Those are my evergreen links. So if you want to go there, that's our social media. We are trying to build our own matrix server, like the Died Suddenly group is trying to start a new platform as well. So that's probably going to be happening sometime soon, I'm guessing. Just looking at the Died Suddenly group right now. I don't even know if we're still streaming on Died Suddenly, to be honest with you. I don't see it. They're kind of censorious when it comes to these things. We're stuck at 15, so that kind of gives me a bad feeling that we're not actually streaming on Facebook right now. I just look on here. Yeah, we got cut off. We got cut off of Facebook. Isn't that amazing? It says unable to connect. So if I turn it off and turn it back on again, I'm guessing we got kiboshed. Isn't that the way this new internet works, huh? One day you're on, next day you're off. 1 minute you're on, next minute you're off. So let me refresh the Facebook page. And let's see if Tiago's coming back. Tiago, are you back? Tiago is in the room, but I can't hear him, or he can't hear me.
Now I can hear you.
Yeah, I think we got kiboshed off Facebook. We got stuck at 15. Well, we got stuck at 15, so I restarted the stream. Yeah. Now we got 5-6 mm-hmm. people again. I can't see if the stream is going. It's not really indicating here.
Here, let me check on my end here.
If the numbers don't start counting, going up, then I think, gosh, see, now they're going down again. It went up to 8, and it looks like, yeah, it says we're still streaming. So that's interesting, but it doesn't Facebook area. So they don't like Bob Bonner, that's for damn sure.
I know, you might have a big X on your name there.
All right. Okay, well, anyone who wants to call in? Can't tell.
I think so.
You think we are?
I think so. I don't hear yet, but it doesn't mean that we're not on.
I think it does. Well, why don't we look at a couple of Died Suddenly posts? Well, we got 13 people watching.
Yep. Oh, okay. Right. So that means we're on. I shut this off.
Well, it's going up again, but I just can't see it on the page. But maybe you can see it. Maybe I'm being ghosted myself.
No, I can't. I didn't. I just rather shut it down that way. I got a good connection here with you guys. So I just, you know, if you're
seeing
it,
someone saying I can hear you both.
Oh,
thank
perfect.
You. I can hear you both. But how old is that comment? That might be a minute old. So, yeah, if you guys want to call in 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984, you can also dial in on Skype. Just type in the word Fakeologist. Come one, come all. I'll open up my Skype right now. So yeah, you can hear me loud and clear. Good. Good stuff. Well, all we're doing is talking about the tea. Who likes tea here? Here's a tea drinker. He's 16, angry at me for not allowing him to join the cupcake party. All his friends are partakers. partakers. You should have said partakers. And now he feels left out and isolated. This is being my biggest battle. I accomplished my goal. I have four kids. In their eyes, I'm considered a bad mom. I had to live with it. I know, but my youngest is safe for now. Yeah, good on you, mom. Way to go. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's happening a lot. You're battling your own children. Isn't that ridiculous? But
it's crazy. Yeah, I did the we same. Get a lot of posts like that in there.
I did the same thing, by the way, so with my children, and I think it's the right thing to do. Not easy.
No.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. We're streaming. Yeah, we're streaming, man. We're streaming live. Good stuff. Thank you, guys. Ooh, we got our first call. Fake. This is the Died Suddenly call-in show. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
This is Tracy in Tennessee.
Hey, Tracy in Tennessee. Welcome. Say hi to Tiago. How
How's it going?
Hi.
Well, thank you for calling in. How long have you been a member of the Facebook group? And do you have a story about cupcakes? I think that's the word they use on the group now. Seems so stupid.
I believe that I found the group maybe 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't eat cupcakes.
Oh, good.
But like today, for instance, I was I clean houses when I'm not homeschooling my children.
Okay.
And this is a family who is fully vaccinated, and like I just noticed I was like coughing a lot, and
yeah,
my heart rate has been elevated, and I've just been like feeling jittery, I guess, and it could be anxiety, but yeah, I'm very concerned about, like, you know, what the impact is on those who have not taken it, and the impact on it, you know, on those who have taken,
yeah,
or, you know, eaten the cupcakes, is obviously very real and very unknown. And I was talking to my husband and I was like, you know, I wonder what the impact on those of us who have not. And he said, well, if they knew that there was an impact on those of us who have not eaten them, then it would be all over the news. So a part of me wants to believe that there's not going to be an impact, but I would love to figure out how to help, you know, those who are impacted. And, you know, many people, I believe, don't believe that they can do anything about it, but you know,
well, the doctor sure as hell can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Won't, well, do anything about it.
The medical doctors know, but I'm trying to talk to my natural and Chinese medicine doctor.
Yeah, that sounds smart.
I truly and sincerely believe that what thing is that cells are being taken up by viral load. Cells are taken up by, you know, viral load. Nutrients can't pass. Nothing can permeate. Those have to go in, and you have to, like, open up these cells manually.
Yeah. Are you Tracy?
I'm not. I'm just a nobody.
Oh, okay.
I think health and law.
That's no, okay.
So that's my understanding. And because I've had, like, I've had doctors tell me, you know, that my cells are taken up by viruses.
Yeah. And what about what about if you're just poisoned? Describing it, if you put you put your body through the way that it's not meant to go, surgically through your skin, we just call it a straight up poisoning. If you injected bleach or gasoline or some other organic or phosphate or metal.
But yes, mm-hmm. It is, but your body still has to do something with those toxins.
Yes, yes, it does. Yes,
so
it does. So the question is, how does it do it?
I believe that it's going into the cells, and the cells are carrying it to different organs and different areas of the body.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
And so what we have to do personally, I love fasting because you know, you pretty much open up and destroy that in your body at a quicker pace than with things, monolaurin or lauric acid, which is something that was suggested to me for breaking open the cells that are either.
Yeah, like a detox. Like, hey, Tracy, yeah. I interviewed a guy named John Lukash. He has a blog called estateartistry.com/blog. And he claims he has he's doing tons of research on this. He has a protocol. I'm not endorsing it whatsoever, but I'm just telling you there are many people working on this that are sort of outside the medical community. So it's pretty interesting. Yeah. And but I don't endorse anything because I have no idea, but I know I would be pretty desperate if I found out I was poisoned, because I'm pretty sure the dogs in the medical system, the people that are sitting quietly by, they're not going to help.
Well, the doctor's goal, from what I understand, the doctors are there for crisis intervention. They are not there to get you healthy, but they also don't want you sick and diseased. So they have to have a medium. And so they give you medicine to keep you just feeling okay and mm-hmm. keep you coming back for more.
To mask the symptoms, yeah. Hey, does Tiago, do you have a comment for our caller, just to help her out?
Yeah, essentially, I think you're right. It's nothing more than a poison. So the body's expressing itself, trying to get rid of it. Tim and I are not doctors. We're not physicians. So we can't really say, what treatment to do and all this kind of stuff. But, if you wanted to support these people, I think a lot of there's a lot of remedies out there that they can try. I think the moral of the story is just don't take the tea anymore. That is the moral of the story. You don't need them. Tim's never taken them. I haven't taken them. We're still alive and well, it's tough when you take these things. It's tough because if you get hurt or injured, it's tough to recover from a lot of these injuries. A lot of times they are lifelong. But then, there are some that, make it through and heal 100%, but it's tough. You guys don't need to be taking, whether it's a flu shot, the current tea that they're offering, or any other kind of teas that they're offering. You don't need it to survive. You need to be healthy. You need to be exercising and living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we just got nuked on, Died Suddenly Facebook group again. I just had a pop up on my screen. That's fast.
Oh, restart it. Yeah, restart it again.
Well, it's still streaming, but I just got a one of those community standard things that came through. These guys are so fast. But if you guys, I think Tiffany came over to FacoTube. Thank you, Tiffany. Smart woman. You made it over here. But maybe that's an old message. I restarted on Died Suddenly. So maybe that message I got is from a couple minutes ago. So these guys never quit, though. They're all over the place, aren't they?
I know they're brutal, man.
Hey, Tennessee, have you known anyone that got injured or ill from the cupcake?
Oh yes. My great grandmother has had heart problems. She's always been. She's cut her own grass. Now she's just constantly sick and dizzy and miserable. My mother-in-law, she's also had heart problems. My aunt and my other grandmother, they were so angry at me because I refused. And they've both been in and out of the hospital with health issues, and one specifically strokes that she'd want to speak of. And my mother, she was the only one in my family that had not.
Man, we're streaming live. Good stuff. Thank you, guys. Sorry about that.
But my mother, she recently started having high blood pressure, but nobody will believe that they made an error. We are so quick to, not admit when we're wrong. And I think the best habit in life is just admit it when you're wrong and then correct your ways. But so yes, I've known anybody and everybody in my life who has. They've had issues.
Oh, that's interesting.
The only other thing I'd really like to point out, because I'm sure that y'all don't want to hear me talk all night, but
well, unless we get another caller, you got the floor.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I love talking.
All right. I can tell. You're good at it.
So I was telling a buddy of mine about my concerns of feeling unwell after working around a family who did receive the cupcakes. And anyway, so we started talking, and, you know, our rights are constantly infringed on, and so many people don't see, you know, where we are lacking freedom, you know, from the hunting license, the gun license, the driver's license. We have to have permission for everything and anything. And now it's this. Now it's, you know, you better eat these, or, you know, I'm going to rip your job away, or you're going to lose your life, or. And so,
what about Tennessee? Are you pretty free down there? Do you feel freer than, say, actually, California or Michigan? Do you feel freer?
Well, actually, ever since the beginning, we did not wear a mask. Mm-hmm. We did not follow any of the requirements. Like, no, they can't require you. But I do feel free. I think that the rate is at like 60%.
What is it like now when you look around? I don't believe what they say. What do you see when you look around Tennessee? People masked up or?
No, they actually stopped pretty quickly, I would say, when those cupcakes came out. Remember there being very few people unwilling to just be free and just be, you know, who they believe they could be, or whatever. Just trusting the Almighty is what it all comes down to for me. I feel like people are willing to be comfortable and not eating the cupcakes in my area. Most counties in Tennessee are only at 50% or less. And
50% what?
Double.
Oh, I see. Yeah, can we even traverse that they give us? I've never trusted them from the beginning now.
In a way, I feel like we could trust the number of.
Okay.
But we absolutely cannot. The number of associated or etc. I was watching that where Florida, they had to go in, I think, and the CDC take off one death because it was a guy died in a motorized cycle accident, and I think that the CDC they rejected that request, and it just stuck. And uncle who actually died, and they named it as what is, you know, the virus or whatever, but we know that actually unsanitary conditions and the protocols that were in hospital, and I know since the beginning I was like, you know, if any of us get it, I mean, we're home, we are not going to a doctor, we're gonna do this. And
that's good.
So,
by the way, we just got nuked again off Facebook. Started up again.
Oh no, that's probably my fault, huh?
No. we got nuked before we got out of the gate.
Yeah,
nothing to do with you. Hey, can I ask you just a completely random question? Because we were actually thinking of heading down to Tennessee, and we're wondering what Dollywood was like. If you recommended that, because I think it's in Pigeon Forge down the river.
Yes, I love Dollywood. Okay. Gatlinburg is like, I had never been there, and I was years ago.
Oh, you've never been there.
I had never been.
No, it's not very far, is it? Yeah.
But my first time there, I was probably like 25 or 26, and it was like like, you know, Christmas for a child.
You but, loved it? It was good?
It was just amazing.
Oh, good. Yes. So you would recommend it?
Yes, absolutely. I love Dollywood. And I love Dolly Parton. Anybody who supports Dolly Parton.
Yeah, that's her place, isn't it? That's hers. That's her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's cool. I appreciate that. What about Memphis? You ever go across to Memphis?
No, I mean, I do, but I highly recommend against going to Memphis. There have been just random shootings.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
is Graceland like, in a good area of Memphis?
I think it is.
Okay.
I try to stay just away from Memphis. I love Nashville. Kid Rock has like the best bar in the whole world. And if you ever get to Nashville, 210 Jack's is a Japanese, and they have like an authentic ramen noodle, and it's just the best.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. I don't get to talk to too many people from Tennessee. Hey, I got another call right now. Thank you very awesome. Much for calling. They just hung up. Never mind. But
No,
they just hung up. That's okay. But yeah, no, I appreciate you calling. Anyway, Diego, you got any more questions for Tennessee?
No, just thank you for calling. It's great hearing from you, and hope to talk again.
I do have a question.
Go for it.
I don't know how to ask this.
Be real quick, because now the caller called back. But go for it. Go for it.
Okay. Well, the data that's being y'all are collecting data, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like outside of
yes.
groups and all that, right? Mm-hmm. And okay, well that is wonderful. And all right, well I'll let you get to the next caller.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good
right.
night.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah. And the other. Here we go. Here we go. All right. You're calling the Died Suddenly group. What's your first name and where are you calling from? Oops. Let me answer the phone. Died Suddenly, where are you calling from, and what's your first name, please?
I'm calling from Kentville, Nova Scotia. My name's Andrew Beards.
Andrew.
I've personally talked to Tiago a few times, and one of the things that I've talked about is the fact that I find it awful hard to wrap my head around the fact that there's so much information and overwhelming evidence out there of the damage that the vaccines are doing. I mean, Tiago's first site and this one, just overwhelming evidence out there that this is happening. But yet we watch just recently the CDC has just made the cupcakes a part of...
childhood program. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
And then you got Trudeau here in Canada that now is just this week again has stated if, you know, there's an uptake that the restrictions are coming down. And just maybe if Tiago could talk about how people can get, you know, outside of his site, can get more information out there and help bring this to a head, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. It's tough because you're dealing with, you know, a system that's basically a criminal organization, has unlimited money, unlimited funding. It's very difficult. So I try not to overwhelm myself in dealing with the system directly because I don't think they're going to win. Or we're going to win as individuals against that system when they have the ability to print unlimited money. So my focus more is on winning in terms of individuals, not letting that person take another cupcake, not letting them, you know, inject their children with cupcakes, you know, getting them to come to the group and looking at the evidence. So that's I try to do it more at a local, more locally, more of an individual type level than rather head on with multiple establishments.
Yeah, it's like me and you, Tiago, have talked about the 25% that, you know, will never come around. The thing, and I guess the reason why I find it so hard is I'm a medic and a firefighter of 34 years, and I see stuff like this on a daily basis. And I just can't fathom how people in our health system are not more, you know, coming forward with us. Like, it's, I mean, I live on the ambulance path, and it's now absolutely constant, the ambulance coming to the hospital. Now, when the sirens are coming to the hospital, it's not good. And
here's my question for you, caller. Because I was listening to a Toronto talk show, and there's two clowns on there that are completely for what's going on. And they claim they don't know anyone that's been injured or killed. And they claim they know many people. Now, is that possible? Because I'm really conflicted
I can't see it. I can't see it it possible, because it's all around us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can tell you right now, within the last 6 months, I could probably tell you 50 to 100 people that, you know, that healthy people that are having pancreatitis, brain aneurysms.
So you know them personally? You actually can verify that they're having trouble? Like, you know them closely enough?
Some are patients, obviously, but some...
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry, you're an attendant. I'm sorry.
Some are personal friends that I've known. I've put it on the site, but I mean,
okay.
42-year-old healthy fella in our church dropped with a stroke right in our church. 36-year-old, a heart attack. Another friend just the other day, 56 years old, heart attack.
So you're convinced this is out of the ordinary. This didn't happen a couple years ago before the cupcakes were offered. You're quite convinced something is.
Absolutely convinced. Okay. I mean, you just got to read the stories on the sites. It's all over the world, right?
It's hard to deny, because the problem is the media is so controlled and there's so many fake stories, you don't know what to believe. So that's why we rely on caller inners like you, because you're out there, you're working the field. At least we have to take your word for it. But the stuff on the internet, the stuff on Facebook, we don't know what's true and what's not. So that's why I'm asking you, because.
It blows my mind, because if I'm seeing it and 300,000 other people have seen it across the world, you know, actually, to be honest, before Fort Diego's site, you almost question yourself. But then you're seeing stories that are absolutely identical to things that have happened to people that you know, right? Yeah.
So why do you think they're doing this? Because we know that it was just to lessen the symptoms of a cold. That's what COVID always was. That's what they even said it was. Said it a night. If anyone remembers back at the beginning, they said it has a 98% effectiveness at reducing symptoms of a cold. So how anyone could measure that, it's impossible. They're saying, I have less of a sore throat. I have a less runny nose. I have less headache. I have less chills. These are the things we used to call a cold or the flu. How the hell can anyone say you have less symptoms from a cold with this thing?
Well, first of all, you don't want my opinion online with all of this, because I can tell you it has absolutely nothing to do with sickness.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, this has been a plan that's been going on since 1970, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, amen to that. I agree with you there.
But the thing is I've had people on the other side of the spectrum say, tell me that they're following the science. To this day, I have never, ever seen the science. In fact, back at the convoy, three doctors, Dr. Brittle, Dr. Alexander, and Dr. Hutchinson, challenged Dr. Tam and Duclos, the Minister of Health, to show them the science. They didn't show up. There, I can show anybody on the other side the science that I've found. That's actual science, but all you hear from the other side is they're following the science. There's no science behind it. I've never seen a data or a document to even where they say that it's lessening the severity and death. There's no real data to that,
right,
to that effect. As far as I'm concerned, it's all a hoax, and it's in fact, as you probably know, in the European Union in Parliament, under oath here last week, the Pfizer and the head of them admitted that they didn't even test it for transmission. Like, hello.
Right? Yeah.
So anyway, it's I don't know. It's just I find it so hard to wrap my head around all of it, to be honest. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm so glad for Tiago for what he does.
Yeah.
I'm so glad for the site. That way, you know, people like myself that are in the field, you know, don't feel like they're crazy.
The people you run into, say your fellow medical people, the doctors, you must talk to them off the cuff, you know, off the side, off the record. Does anyone talk off the record, or are they all afraid?
No, I've in my area, there's only one doctor that I've actually talked to that's kind of on our side of things, and he actually walked away from his job. The problem is our society right now. They believe that they're following public health, and I think a lot of it is where other doctors in our country and across the world, for that matter, have lost their positions and their licenses for standing out, that they're afraid of losing their jobs.
Yeah, I agree. There's no doubt about that. So they won't even talk to you off the cuff or privately, or
I've had other medics that have, and I have other firefighters that have, but not so much doctors and stuff. There is one other practicing doctor that I know that has admitted to me in our area uptick of myocarditis, but that's all I've got out of them. But
terrible.
I've had some physicians that you bring up adverse effects or death, and they're like, "Oh no, that doesn't happen."
Man, oh man!
Really?
Everybody is so bought and paid for. Crazy.
Yeah, and
sad.
And so a lot of the excuse too that I've received within the medical field is that it's not coming from the cupcake; it's coming from COVID itself or long COVID. So they won't admit that it's coming from that. But that, you know, a friend of mine, very close friend of mine, he lives two doors down, was in a coma for 6.5 weeks with pancreatitis that went septic through his whole body. And if he wasn't a bodybuilder, he probably would have died.
A bodybuilder just died, I think, this week, 63-year-old guy.
Yeah, and actually I read his post. He used it as a challenge. But anyway, this fellow that I'm talking about, after he came to and stuff, and he asked the doctors about it, said it was the effects of COVID. And I'm like, yeah, okay. But anyway, I'm not going to keep you guys, because I'm sure there's other callers that want.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling in there, fellow Canadian.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later on, Tiago.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, 902-400-1984-810-666-1984. If you want to call in, I had another caller in her, but I missed it. Well, she can stay on hold. could stay on hold for sure if we do get to the calls eventually. So yeah, that was a good call. I think that's how my phone system works. So I'm not perfectly confident in that. So sometimes people hang up. Oh, maybe she was on there. Died suddenly group. What's your first name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi there. My name is Liz, calling from Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin.
Oh, wonderful, Liz. So good to hear from you. Say hi to Tiago.
How are you?
Hey, Tiago.
How's it going?
It's nice to speak with you. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you're doing.
Ah, no problem. Oh, that's my so pleasure. Nice. It's very nice.
You only need one or two of those phone calls to know you're on the right track.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's so cool. That's awesome. Nice to hear voices.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, my specific question to you would be: first, I have a question and then a comment. A question would be: you have mentioned that in the future, when you have your own uncensorable platform, you're going to be dealing. If you haven't already started this, you're going to be doing some kind of massive data collection. And I was just very curious what that looks like in sixth grade language and how that's going to be beneficial. And my thought with that is that how can you have a legitimate data collection when you have regular people that nobody's going to believe? I mean, anyone with their eyes not open is not going to believe regular people. They're just going to say, oh, it's all made up. So wanted you to address that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. You know, a lot of people are probably not going to believe it. The way the data collection is going to work is when you're on Facebook, let's say, for example, you have a person's name, they're going to be able to enter their education, you know, batch number, which cupcake it was, et cetera, et cetera. So they're going to be entering, you know, everything that they want to enter. Nothing's going to be forced on them. And that's how the database is going to be, you know, starting. And then all the other cupcakes, the childhood cupcakes as well. So it's not just for, you know, these specific kind of injury. It's going to be for all cupcake injuries, including the childhood ones. And that's how the data collection is going to happen. It's going to have batch numbers on there, you know, whatever the person wants to enter. And it's going to be like Facebook, almost in real time. And it's going to be entered. But you're right. There's no, you know, there's not going to be patient. I'm not going to call every, you know, each and every single person personally to find out. But at least you're going to have some sense of what is happening out there in the world. So is it going to be 1,000% real every single story? Every single statistic? Probably not. But at least it's going to be, at least you're going to have an idea of what's really going on.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, that totally answers my question. Sounds really neat. I'm familiar with the VAERS, which is very cumbersome.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You trusted VAERS. Do you trust VAERS?
Well, how you have to. It's the only system that we have. And it's terribly underreported. It's also very burdensome to enter anything in there. So I understand why it's underreported.
Yes, I've heard that too.
I worked as an emergency room coordinator for 5 years, and I worked for the last 13 months right through after the vaccines were unleashed. And I can just verify for your listeners that if anyone on this died suddenly news is wondering if these people are saying true things, it's all true. I've witnessed unspeakable things in my job, and it has all gone unacknowledged. Just it is unbelievable to me. It's gone unacknowledged. And I've just finished a 10-page letter to the CEO of my hospital. I'll be delivering that shortly.
Wow.
And I have prepared my own. I call it a vaccine injury initiative that I'm going to present to my hospital, because they are not doing anything for vaccine injured people. They're just basically ignoring everybody.
So what is is there a standard operating protocol? What's it called? SOP, standard of care? So what is the term in hospitals for treatment?
Well, I was in the military, and it's SOP in the military. In the hospital, you might call it protocol.
Standard of care? Isn't there a standard of care where they just say, or it's a protocol? So, for instance, if people presented with, if they supposedly were diagnosed with a fake test called the PCR test for COVID. Didn't they go through a procedure where they got put on the vent and then got the remdesivir, which has over a 55% death rate? So wasn't that how it was done? Wasn't that how people were really getting hurt first at the beginning? I don't know if they're still doing it.
Well, right. I mean, in short, they were given a protocol that they could not veer from.
That's so right. That's right. That's right.
They lost a doctor-patient relationship, went right out the window. Mm-hmm. And the doctors were burdened by the governing authorities to do what they were told.
Right. And I've heard of stories about people kidnapping their loved ones out of the hospital or saying, no, you're not giving this to them. Give them give them high doses of vitamins, but do not do this. There's a couple stories about that, at least. It's crazy.
There's more than a couple. Yeah. And eyes are opening, but it's not because it's just happening organically. It's because people like Tiago are staying up till 4 a.m. every night and doing this.
Yeah, good on you, Tiago.
You better not start dating Tiago, because I will be very upset.
Yeah, don't. Well, can he come to Wisconsin and date some of the cheeseheads?
No, you've got more important things to do right now, and we all know it.
Yes.
Doesn't it make you wonder why there aren't 50 Tiagos out there doing this? Why is just Tiago? There should be so many more.
You know, for such a time as this, only certain people that God chooses for certain times, and it's you never expect. So here you go. I mean, Tiago is even a million. And I think, well, I'm so glad you're smart. How else you could circumvent how you're circumventing everything with this social care for.
Yeah.
But you truly have the full plate of talents to do what you're doing. So I'm backing you, and I pray for you almost every day, times a day.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Very kind word. Thank you.
Very nice call. Great insight. Yes. Great insights. Yes. Another person that's in the medical system somehow. So you're seeing all this stuff. It's crazy.
Incredible.
Is this going to end?
Incredible.
Do you think it's going to end? How's it going to end, do you think? Is it going to end badly?
Well, I personally think like SIDS. Now, SIDS back in the day was when babies started to die and people said, oh, it's because they were lying on their tummies. And then
how CDC crazy is that? No,
because they're lying on their backs. And then they changed it again to their tummies. And, well, no, it's because lots of them were reacting to their vaccinations, which are
on the first day. On the first day. And the vitamin K, I just watched a video. I put it on FacoTube. The vitamin K is full of aluminum hydroxide. It's crazy. It's not vitamin K. It's crazy.
Right, but nobody knows that. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows that.
Well, this person here, Brandy Vaughn, who I know we've got some misgivings, but she was saying quite a few years ago that she went and looked at a couple of vials. There's a couple brands, and that's what she saw. And there's also some crazy rules about ingredients. If some ingredient is in the same category as another ingredient, you don't have to list it. If it's a sub-ingredient in the same category of toxin, it doesn't have to be listed. There's so many little things like that that nobody knows. It's crazy.
Right. And so to answer your question, is there an end to this? I do think there is an end, but it's not going to be until many years. I think it's one of these things where people like Tiago and all his followers have to plug along and just drop seeds and keep dropping seeds. I've personally turned two people 180s. I mean, they were totally drunk the water, and I just started sharing information, asked their permission, and they both turned 180. So, you know, I've saved two people from going and getting their 75th booster, and I feel proud of them.
Good. Excellent.
That's so good. And that's awesome. And that's all you can do, one or two at a time. We don't have the power of the media to do what we do. We just can go one at a time. So, and that's, and if that's all you can do, that's what you should do. Don't feel bad about it.
I think Tiago has more power than the media, because Tiago has the hearts and the minds of real people. The media is not real people.
Right.
Media is, they're in the, you know, they're in the, in bed with people that are supporting them. And Tiago doesn't
owners.
Have any of them.
Yeah, they're owners. Own. They're yep. owners. they're beholden. They're owners. It's, they're just a conduit. It's like blaming the road for car crashes. It's the road didn't do it. It's the guy that owns and drives the car. The media is just a road.
That's a really good analogy.
Yeah. Thank you. I thought of it myself, but thank you so much. What a smart caller. I love having smart callers. This is great.
She's awesome.
Well, you
yeah.
guys are great. I'm sure other people want to weigh in. So keep on. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much from Wisconsin. All the
you
best.
Good.
What a good call.
Thank
love
you.
That.
Amazing.
Wow, we got some great calls tonight. Considering we had to restart this stream 3 times, luckily I was able to do it. By the way, what you do, I'll have to teach you if you get your restream going. When you click on a certain panel and if it says it stopped streaming, you just slide the little button to the off position and then slide it back to the on. Seems to work. Because
yep.
we've been
so you've got all
kiboshed twice tonight. Well, I just figured it out now. We were kiboshed twice tonight off Facebook, but we're going, we're still going. Like if the
perfect.
Numbers stop going up or level off, tonight they leveled off at 52. But if they stop climbing at the beginning, you know you're probably cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've seen some people in the comments, they're looking for ivermectin. So just look for, we're going to be doing a post on Sunday or Monday about ivermectin. We just partnered with somebody here in Canada that ships worldwide and all that kind of good stuff. So in case anyone needs it, it's the real stuff. It's not like paste or anything. So I'll be posting that, you know, that link and where to get it and all that kind of stuff. So I know them personally. So it's all good and trustworthy. Yeah. So just in case, I see a lot of comments on there.
Now, I created a permalink for you on my, my URL forwarder. fake11.com/DS isn't died suddenly. fake11.com/DS died suddenly. And that way, if your group gets moved, they can just click on this permalink and I'll adjust the permalink if you get a new URL. If in case you know it's inevitable, you're going to get squashed.
Oh,
you're gonna
of
get
course.
Moved. So, no, that's a no brainer, right?
Yeah, they just love me. So,
but I see on the give, send, go, you got 31K. Well done.
Not bad.
Just so you know, I hopefully Bella said or whoever you get to develop your platform will be doing it soon, because I got blown off Discord, which is sort of my social media thing. This is the third time I've been blown off, so I know what I'm talking about. And unfortunately, Velicet had the keys to the Discord, and he's traveling this week, so I haven't been able. I've got a smaller version of the Discord site going, but hopefully, you'll have a platform, and I'm thinking of trying to get a platform going as well, maybe similar. I'm actually on Guilded. If you go to fake11.com/Guilded, that's another similar platform where you can interact.
Yeah.
But it's hard when these guys own these platforms that people are addicted to, like Facebook.
Yeah, it is tough. It's tough getting people off of here onto new platforms. But, you know, little by little, you know, I don't rush. I try not to rush things. And I understand people like Facebook and all their friends are on here. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I keep seeing in the comments about ivermectin. So, yeah, don't worry. Like, I'll be posting something Sunday or Monday about ivermectin. It's no worries. It's definitely 100% legitimate. And
ooh, we got another
call.
Caller Inner. Welcome to the show, Caller Inner. Where are you calling from and what's your first name, please?
Hey there, I'm calling from Texas. My name is John.
John, hello, John from Texas. Welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah, no, I just have some general questions. I know I was asking because it's like, I know So I've been juiced twice. And this is over a year ago, and I haven't, you know, on my end, I know, I have tons of friends and family that have got juiced as well. Haven't seen too many, you know, negatives. You know, thankfully we've been lucky. But I'm just curious because it's like, you know, I've read some things on like, you know, some of the areas, you know, even on, I think the other channel is called Bit something. I forget what it's called. But I'm curious because it's like, it was one of the questions I asked earlier is like, I guess I'm trying to figure out what would be the prerogative of them trying to push out the booster if, you know, one or two shots is enough for them to get the job done. You know, let's just say, you know, job done of, you know, maybe decreasing the population or stuff. I'm, you know, because it's like at that point, does that mean technically the shot is now, you know, they're giving the booster because it wasn't enough the first time? You know, is that where some people are going with? You know, I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, would be, What would drive them to keep trying to push it out after people get the first and second shot? Because I haven't got the second, and I'm not going to. But
right.
Yeah. Well, can I ask why are you going to stop right now? Why are you going to stop? I just, because that might help answer. I know Tiago always has an answer, but why are you stopping now?
Well, so I mean, to be honest, I'm not like anti-vax. I do believe in vaccinations. And to be honest, I wasn't going to get the first two originally. Mm-hmm. But the only reason I got them was because I ended up going to the hospital before I got the shots because I, you know, had shortness of breath and stuff. And I was like, oh man, you know, like, what if this is COVID? I don't want to get it. So I got scared, right? Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting those two. And then after, you know, everybody was like, oh, go get the booster, you know, 6 months later. And this was like back in like March, April. And I was like, no, I'm okay. Cause like, you know, I was already against it because they didn't do, you know, the normal proper trial runs, which typically is about, you know, what I think it's like 2 years. They don't have any data on long-term effects. So, right, we're technically going to be the first guinea pigs of obviously figuring out, you know, three, 4, 5 years.
You are the test.
So, yeah. So it's like, I mean, my personal reason is at this point, I I'm young, you know, healthy. So it's like, that's the one number one reason. And secondly, I just don't, you know, believe in it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tiago, what do you think they're doing? What are they doing here?
Well, first of all, not all of them are. I don't think all of them are correctly are built the same. They don't all have the same constituents, because if they did, everybody would be pretty messed up, and that would be too obvious. So they're going to continue on with the booster campaigns. Just think of it like they're rotating, you know, the hot doses, if you will. So they know they can't give hot doses to every single person. So as these boosters go along, then, you know, more and more people receive these hot doses. So I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, see, that's what I was kind of thinking, because, you know, if let's just say I believe, like, at least United States wise, what, 70% or so. I mean, that would be 250 million people, you know, just dropping dead randomly. And that would definitely look bad.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of one, my logical sense, where I was like, okay, you know, maybe there were batches out there where they're like, okay, let's, you know, do it incrementally. But then I'm also like, well, you know, I don't want to get like fear mongered or be like, oh, there's, you know, there's a nanobot in there, or it activates the, what are some people saying? Like, it activates cancer cells. And I'm not saying that it doesn't, I'm not saying that it does. Just because, you know, obviously I'd like to see the proof, like, oh yeah, it does, you know, like, let's just say someone had an underlying condition and, you know, it magically went in there and activated, you know, I don't know, leukemia or some type of cell, right? You know, where we can see it. But then again, you can also be and say that, you know, these doctors aren't going to come out with that info, right? Because it would look bad on them. So yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, I'm trying to combat it, because obviously, again, I'm completely against it. I never got it in the first place.
My theory is it's part of a bigger program. Number one, they want to. Bill Gates has come out and said it in so many words that they want to depopulate. They think that the Earth can only sustain so many people, and if they're not going to get rid of everyone, that if they want to get rid of everyone tomorrow, they could just poison the water, because I'm pretty sure most people water. So they're not going to do that. They need an excuse for controlling everyone. So if they told you that you needed something to stay alive and you have to check in and we have to monitor and keep that record, then that is going to dovetail beautifully into the digital ID, which most Americans don't want. Most of the rest of the world are quite conformist, but most God-fearing Christians are pretty suspicious of their government when they diverge from the Word of God, which is great, which may save Southern America more than, say, the coasts. So that said, if we can scare the people into being convinced they need to be ID'd so we can keep track of what they're getting, then that will dovetail perfectly into them resetting the currency and then creating a new kind of currency that has properties that you've never heard of, like the CBDC. And Tiago's a financial guy, so I know he probably can speak to this. So if they can give you a currency that's programmable, that expires, that they could really control what you eat, where you go, who you go to, it's a miracle type of programmable money that you've never even heard of. So if they can do all that and maybe just get rid of the weaker people in the population that can't sustain any kind of adjuvant, which is, they admit, is in all cupcakes. An adjuvant is something that stimulates your so-called immune system. That's the official story, but really poison's poison. If you drink gasoline, you're going to have a reaction. It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So if you put it right in your veins, you don't even give your body a fighting chance. It's like cheating. It's like putting it in the back door. Then you're going to have a much faster reaction and probably more severe with a much less dose. You don't have to breathe it. You know, you can just imagine. So it's part of a much bigger program. There's so many things happening at the same time. You know, they also do things like simulate a war and put all kinds of political drama. They've got you spinning so fast now, you don't even know which way you're going. There's so much information flying here and there. This is a worldwide, massive, big propaganda takeover. This is not just about an injection, as far as I can tell. So Tiago probably love to speak on the financial part, so I'll be quiet now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to go too far into it, but Tim's right. This is not a health issue. It's not a cupcake issue. This is a central banking issue. And they're not looking at 2 or 3 or 4 years into the future. This is probably, it looks like to me, about a 50 to 100 year plan. And they have the future pretty much mapped out how they want to do things. And this is just the start. And we're just, like Tim said, we're going to go into digital currency. That will be for sure. Nothing you're going to do about that. And we're going to move into a new age. It's going to be not nice. They're going to make it as uncomfortable as possible. So it definitely will go that way.
Well, some people don't mind being controlled. Some people don't mind. They don't mind being told what to do. But there are a lot of people that don't. And that's the problem. It's a one-size-fits-all system. There will be no room for dissent or people that want their own system. That's the biggest problem to me.
I feel like, I think the crazy thing though is, or what I'm trying to, so like, I kind of lean the other way than most people, or like, you know, my friends who are a lot younger. But what's crazy though, is like you kind of mentioned earlier though, is the ones that are getting the shots are typically them, right? The ones that are okay being told what to do, but it doesn't that kind of affect way, because they're the ones that are actually listening to them and actually follow what they say, versus, you know, the ones who don't decide to get it and they're not actually following into it.
There's quite a few, honestly. Do they want to identify first? If you were running a system, do you want to know who's resisting you? Because if you're going to categorize people, and if you're going to database people with the digital ID, it's going to be way harder, way easier. You figure out who's putting up a fight. And this is just, for many people, it's just a philosophical fight. Everyone has their own reasons for not doing it or doing it. And I don't like to judge people, because I just don't know enough about every single person. Everyone makes their own decision. You made your own decision. That's why I asked you, because your decision came in a very different way than someone beside you. I know what my decision is, because I've been looking into truth for 10 years and I didn't trust anybody or anything, because I didn't realize how easy it was to fool people. I was fooled for 40 45 years in this world. I had no idea that you could fool so many people and get away with it. And for the last 10 years, I've been on the lookout for being fooled. And guess what? We're being fooled every single day. And that goes right food to health to media. It's wide ranging. So that's why I decided, no, I'm not trusting anything guys say, including these that have been around for ages, like Fauci. He's been around for 50 years doing this stuff. But most people never heard of him because unless you were gay or otherwise, or in Africa, you wouldn't have heard of Fauci.
Yep.
But guess what? He's a household name now. They know his name more than they know the Pope.
That's true.
Worldwide. So, worldwide thing. Everything is worldwide. You know the woods of Russia where you never knew. Now you can know with video. Mm-hmm. You know, we're using, Diego and I are using this technology as long as we can use it because we don't know how it's going to be available for the masses. You know?
No, 100%. And I definitely appreciate both of you guys doing this because, you know, if you talk about, you know, Diego talking about the money, I was just talking about, you know, with one of my doctors, I talked with one of my doctors today. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about how I think it's less than 30% of technically is cash. We're talking about the money where it's like we're now in the digital world. And, you know, once they can start controlling that, we're screwed. And it's getting to that point, though, because they don't even carry cash on them anymore. Right. Like it's mostly digital. You have credit cards, debit cards.
That's true. It's trackable. It's already trackable now, but you ain't seen nothing yet when it comes. It's trackable now, but it's not controllable. When money is programmable, it's controllable. If you take your money and go buy beer, they might say, you bought enough beer last month. This is not going to work. So you have to put your beer down and leave. That's what's going to happen. Or when you want to buy a plane ticket, oh, I'm sorry. You are all out of- You can use it. Your next eligible time is next year. Or go find someone to buy some carbon credits off. That's what's going to happen. This is, you can't believe how program is going to be. Really, if you think about it, it's everything convenient turned against you. So that's what's coming. Everyone's against that. Don't think that the whole world, there are lots of people that will take their food from the government and be told what to do. Those people for the last 2.5 years. They've trained people. Hey, government's good. Here's a check. Well, you know, just don't worry about working too hard. There'll be another check if you can't get up in the morning. I mean, that's.
I agree.
It's crazy.
I agree.
It's huge. A huge thing happened. Some people think it's exciting. I'm sorry I'm breaking up tonight, guys. I don't know what is going on with my internet. Problems on my end. Diego's having issues. So, you know, we're doing our best, and God knows what's happening. For sure, but we've been having trouble before. We'll be able to get this recording on fakotube.com. It should be all intact there. So it's a big thing coming. It's not over yet, but just try and stay healthy, people, and try and be sane. Try and stay sane.
Yeah, well, I appreciate both of you guys. Thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, John in Texas. Great call. What great people. I can't wait till you get 1,000 people hooked up on your restream next week.
Oh my God. It's going to be a disaster. There's going to be so many people calling.
We're going to have to go faster.
We have to go faster. Yeah, absolutely. But
that was a that was a good show.
That was an amazing show. I'm going to grab some dinner. I'm a little bit hungry here. It's 10:15 almost.
I'm sorry for the connection. I think I'm having issues as well. You're having issues. So I apologize for all the breaking up. But I think
that's okay. We got some good callers in today.
All right. So what's on the agenda for the next week? You got anything exciting to tell the Died Suddenly group?
No, just keep at it, keep supporting those people who've been injured, or the families who lost, loved ones, and, we'll just keep marching forward.
Be kind to each other.
That's it.
Really. That's a big thing. Be forgiving. forgiving for people that make their choices, because we heard like the last call, everyone makes their own choice and some people regret it, and you can't blame them because they've been browbeaten for 2.5 years. It's not over yet. They keep trying. So it's not easy. There's a lot of strong people that, you know, Tiago's done his research well before this started. So you were probably more prepared than most, and you saw the financial aspect. So you saw the big picture, but just imagine most people do not have your background, your knowledge. So we have to forgive those.
No, it's been, we have to forgive them. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's been duped in their life. Nobody's perfect. So, you know, I've been duped a million times throughout the course of my life, and it's tough. So, you know, you got to move forward. Pointing fingers is definitely not going to help anybody.
No. Well, like I said, there's the backup group, but you have a Telegram group, you have a backup group on Died Suddenly. You're trying to get your own platform going. You have a donation page. Yeah, we're just two guys. You're doing what you can do. I have my own platform where we talk about other things as well. FakeoTube, Fakeologist. Guys, come visit it. It's not all centered on the cupcake. I talk about many other things. We're Died Suddenly and Tiago, they're concentrating hard on getting your stories out there. Man, if I didn't read these, I wouldn't believe these. They're just crazy stories. There's a million of them too. So, good job to Tiago. We'll be back next Thursday, same time, same place, same phone number. But in the meantime, you can comment and interact. And get your story out and save the phone number for next week, right, Tiago?
Absolutely. I'll catch you guys next week. Thank you for listening to us and calling in. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All the best.